There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you have spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn out tools. That's Rudyard Kipling describing the life of stability, describing the life of a person who has seen, who has undergone, who has experienced every ups and downs of life and has become strong, unflappable. You have spoken the truth, and the truth gets twisted by frauds, and you bear to see it with your eyes. If you can make your dreams master. So something has to be done at the center. The result would be seen on the circumference. The stronger the center, the powerful the circumference would be. Satyam is the center. Truth is the center. And once truth is at the center, the result would be Shivam. Shivam is action. Yesterday we were discussing about the truth. To speak truth, not to lie, is just one aspect of Satyam. Truth is the quest. Truth is the search. Truth is the journey. Journey into your own being. Satyam is to know yourself as you are. To stand as you are, without any mask, without anything to hide. That is Satyam. So when the Satyam, the truth, is at the center of the cyclone, Shivam takes place. And what is Shivam? Shivam is auspiciousness. Shivam is goodwill. Shivam is pure feelings, pure desires. Shivam is God Himself. That's why God is described as Shiva. Shivam is Shiva in action. The word Shiva has got three meanings. First, auspiciousness, Kalyankari, Mangalkari. He brings benefit to all. He is the bestower of salvation, Sadgati Data. The second meaning of Shiva is seed-like. Shiva means bij, seed. Since God is the living seed of this world tree, He is called Shiva. And the third meaning of Shiva is dot, a point. Apply Shiva. Apply dot. There are innumerable names given to God in this world. But when He Himself comes, He says, "My name is Shiva." Shiva is not Shankar. In fact, there are sects who have no knowledge of Brahma Kumaris, or even they have heard of it. And yet, there has been a sect. They believe in Shiva Tattva. They say that Shankar is not Shiva. Shankar is sitting in dhyan, in meditation. He is meditating upon one universal principle, and that universal principle is known as Shiva. And that way, Shankar has become like Shiva, but Shankar is not Shiva. So this demarcation has been in existence from very long time, especially in the south. So Shivam is the truth in action. The truth is there deep within your heart. It's the life of truth. No deception, no lies, no fabrications, no exaggerations. You are what you are. You don't want to show off. There are no exhibitions. You move as you are. Utterly simple. That is Satyam. So when that Satyam is at the center, the result is Shivam. Shivam means Shiva. Shivam means goodwill. Shivam means auspiciousness. Shivam means silent goodwill. Just as God He gives and gives and gives and doesn't expect anything in return. Shivam means benevolence, paropkar. Shivam is just like sun rays. The rays of the sun fall on the earth. The earth is benefited. But there is no obligation on part of earth to say thankful, thanks to sun. Sun is working in such a manner, in such an incognito manner, that it does and expect nothing in return. The ground is becoming smooth. The ice are melting. And yet, there is no expectation. And even the earth is benefited, but it feels nothing to give anything in return to the sun. Sun is giving, but the receiving end has no obligation. That is benevolence. Benevolence is silence. You do something for someone. It's not even, the sun is not benefiting the earth out of mercy or compassion even. It's the very nature. So benevolence is egolessness. So you serve others, other souls, but the other souls don't feel obliged. There is not even the bondage of obligation. You work in such a manner that they feel that naturalness. So benevolence is that flow, that natural flow of giving. It is uninterrupted by the happenings around. It is undisturbed by what others say or do. It just knows the joy of giving. It gives and gives. That's benevolence. That is paropkar. Pure altruism, the absolute philanthropy. So Shivam is Shiva himself. Shivam is benevolence. Shivam is Shubh. Shubh means pure feelings. Shubh feelings, bhavana and kamana, desires. It wants to benefit everyone. So, Shivam is impartial, non-judgmental. It wants to give. It wants to extend a hand of support. It helps. And yet leaves no trace behind. It helps, and there is no advertisement. It lifts, because the souls have fallen down. But in lifting, there is no ego. The intention is so pure. So Shivam is pure intent. So Shivam is the innate nature to help, to uplift, to cooperate, and yet remain untouched, intact. Without any air. of I or mine, or I have done this or I have done that. So Shivam is utter selflessness. But Shivam cannot come unless and until there is truth. Truth is the seed. Shivam is the trunk, the branches, and Sundaram is the fruit, the beauty. The fruit will come. Wait. You don't have to think of fruits. Fruit is the natural result. Water, the seed. The seed will germinate. The seed will become a tree, a trunk. There would be branches, twigs, leaves. And one day, the ultimate beauty, the divine music, the last symphony would happen. Sundaram. So, the third meaning of Shivam is Shubh, pure feelings and pure desires. Not just pure feelings, but pure feelings arise from pure thoughts, from pure churnings, from pure atmosphere, from pure company. The more the mind becomes pure, the lighter it becomes. Nothing can make it heavy. And negativity is heaviness. So Shivam understands the causes of heaviness and gradually gets rid of them. It's a journey of light. It's a journey of light towards the light, being a light. Just as Shiva works, we should work. He works without any desire for the fruit. He works selflessly. He works and there is no expectation of any return. He works and he doesn't want that soul should become obliged to me. He works and gets detached. That's the definition of Karma Yoga. In recent Murli, last to last Sunday, Baba had said, coming and going, that is the essence of Jnana, to come and to go. Coming to Madhuban and going back from Madhuban. Coming into action, karma, doing the karma and then getting detached. So long as you are doing karma, you are in the body, and the moment you finish, you become bodiless. This detachment, yesterday's blessing, break should become very powerful so that you can detach yourself from everything. And this is what God is. He does everything and yet is he detached. There is beauty in detachment. The one who is detached is loving to God. The one who is nyara is pyara to God. The one who is detached. The more detached you are, the more loving you become. So, the condition of being loving is to remain detached. So, detachment. Non-attachment. You do and you move away. You go to a room, you stay there for 3 days. And you know that this is not my place. You keep it speak and span, neat and tidy, and yet there is no ownership, and yet there is no possessiveness. So non-possessiveness and non-ownership leads to detachment. If I say that this pen is mine, I develop attachment. The moment I see this pen with somebody else, in somebody else's hand, I want it back. So I use the pain so long as it is with me. And my work is done. I drop it and I forget about it. I have no business with it. So long as I am in the department, so long as I am in particular place, center, I work. The moment I am not there, I have no business with it. You get attached and you get detached. How fast, how quickly you can do this determines the state of a yogi mind. So, Shivam means to work like Shiva. Shivam means Satyam in action. You act, you move, and nothing touches you. Totally detached. Otherwise, there is always a tendency to get attached. Mind has got only two tendencies. One is attachment, another is repulsion, rag and dvesh. I love something, something gives me pleasure, I get attached. Something gives me discomfort, I developed an aversion for it. There is a pain in my knee, I developed an aversion. I immediately want medicine so that I can get rid of this pain. Some good feeling I have, I want to stick to that. Some good memories, I want to stick to that. So whatever is sukhad, whatever is pleasurable, there is an attachment. Whatever is dukhad, sorrowful, there is a repulsion. Yogi is someone who stays in samatha, in equanimity, unattached. There is a triumph, a victory. I am attached to that victory. And there is defeat. I get sorrowful. I dislike this defeat. So mind fluctuates. There are good memories. There are people who have got good memories of their childhood life of gyan. But they are attached to that. Even get detached from good memories. Even remain detached from bad memories. This should not disturb you. Even this should not disturb you. Yogi is someone who remains stable. So the foremost definition of purity is stability. Equipoise. Equanimity. You remain stable. People praise you. You love that. Somebody comes and abuses you. Somebody comes and finds you a fault. You don't like that person. Now you don't want to talk with him again. Because every time he comes, he tells you one shortcoming of yours. No matter what it is. You don't want to meet that person again. He comes and says, "Oh, your speech was not at all good. There were many grammatical mistakes. You don't like this person." Even he wants to correct you, you don't like it. Next time he comes and says, "That point was not correct." Third time he comes, "Your expressions were not good. Your gestures were not good." Other time he comes and says, "Your pronunciations were little faulty." Before he comes for the fourth or fifth time, you just run away. He's coming from this side, you go from this side. "I don't want to meet this person." And there is another person who says, "Oh, you spoke so nicely. I am attached to that person. I am searching him. Where is he? Oh, he is there. I will just move and talk with him on some other topic so that he can come to that topic of my self-praise. And when he praises me, I am so happy. There are butterflies. I am so happy. I am attached to praise and I don't want blame, abuse." Yogi is someone who remains detached because this is impermanent, this is impermanent. The law of impermanence. The law of impermanence. Always remember that. The law of impermanence. Whatever is happening, now it's cold. I don't like cold. Now then there is I want sun rays. So I sit in sun. But after some time, I don't want sun rays. They are so hot and scorching. I want cool shade. I go in cool shade. After some time, I don't want that. So, Rag Dvesh, Rag Dvesh, Rag Dvesh. Attachment, repulsion, attachment, repulsion, attachment, repulsion. Yogi means the pendulum is in between. Stop. Don't go here and don't go there. Shivam is balance. Shivam is a life of balance. You don't move here, you don't move there. Okay, the mind has a tendency to move, but the moment you move, again come back. Because you know this is impermanent. There is a defeat. But you must know that this defeat is impermanent. It's transitory, anitya. Now, there is a victory. There is no reason to be extra joyful. Because after victory, soon there would be defeat. Don't be very happy that you got up at 2 o'clock in the morning for Amrit Vela. Next day again 2 o'clock. But third day it is 8 o'clock. Then you will have to become unhappy. To strike a balance is Shivam. Keep the mind stable. It should not go there. It should not go wherever. And it has a tendency throughout the day. It will go towards something. There is a very delicious food and I get attached to that food. There is an attachment. But tomorrow, that food is not there. Some other thing is there. Simple food is there. I don't like that. The appetite is gone or just after seeing that food. Because I was attached to that other food. So just keep on repeating. Impermanent, impermanent, impermanent. Everything that is happening is impermanent. You are in Madhuban. Oh, so nice it is. I must stay in Madhuban only all the time. So there is an attachment here also. But start staying here. After 1 year, you will say, I want to go back. So, Shivam is Satyam in action. Shivam is the periphery. Your gesture, your speech, your behavior, your relationships, your words, everything. So let remain rooted deeply in truth so that the circumference becomes beautiful and you are in tune with your higher nature. Three friends were lost in the jungle and suddenly they hear the roar of a lion. The first friend says, what should we do now? We are lost. The second friend says, don't panic. Believe in God. Let's pray to God. The third friend says, why to disturb the God? Let's climb the tree. That's it. The first person is someone who is not aware of the presence of God. The second is Jnani. He knows that God is the protector and we should pray to him. But third is Premi. He is in love with God. He doesn't want to disturb God for your trivial, small things. He finds the way out. That is Shivam. Shivam is Shiva in action. Shivam is to become like Shiva. Shivam is to behave like Shiva. So that's the second part of the divine mystical trinity of Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. Yesterday we saw Satyam. Today, practice Shivam throughout the day. Tomorrow, we'll move into the divine beauty, Sundaram. Om Shanti.